Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Hello, this is Jacqueline Sanders Blackman bringing you the Agile Tip of the Day from our Tip of the Day calendar. This is the quote for December 8th. And this is part of a series about anti-teaming behavior. And the quote is, when you agree to do something, then avoid doing it. And so, if you all have been following this, teaming is the verb that I use when I'm describing team behavior. Team is a verb to me, or teaming is a verb, because it's something you have to actively do to make a team, to be a team, to be a healthy team, and to maintain that level. And so there are certain behaviors, if you're not careful, it could just be one individual on the team that is showing this behavior, and it can unravel the team. Teams are very delicate, like a lot of relationships, and they unravel very easily, and you're going to spend a lot of time trying to recover from that. So the idea of when you agree to do something and then avoid doing it. And I've had people reach out to me as a coach, and it's like, how do you call someone out when it feels like to the team that they're saying one thing, when we're in meetings, you know, they're nodding, they're saying, yeah, of course, sure, everything that you want to hear. But when it comes to doing the work, it's never done. That's number one. But there's always a reason. And that can be very dangerous. Because sometimes you don't want to call someone out on it because they've got these really good justified reasons. They can even be personal reasons. I recently had someone reach out to me and say, every time I try to approach someone about a topic or give them feedback, they start crying. That almost has become a new tactic, that to just completely, get people to avoid bringing up something or pointing out something, start crying. And so I've been actually having to talk with and work with managers on how to deal with that. It's not good, it's not healthy, and it's not professional. And that's something that we have to get back to. And you take something sensitive like people's feelings and tears and that type of thing. And when I say it's not professional, it's not professional when you weaponize it. And you can take anything that is good and you can use it and intentionally in a negative way. And I think managers are starting to see this. Because the bottom line is, and my perspective on this is that it's not healthy for anyone who's not willing to accept some form of feedback. And so in some form or fashion, the team needs to have a form where everybody's receiving feedback to some extent. It can go both ways. And one of the things is to avoid it feeling like it's retaliatory is that everybody kind of collects the feedback before it's revealed. Everyone, it gets revealed and shared at the same time. And then you don't have to share what feedback was given to you. But one thing that you need to be open and willing to admit is when multiple people on the team call out a certain behavior, it's not just one person, but multiple people have this perception. And there's one thing that I often have said when I'm talking to someone or personally coaching or professionally coaching them is that you do own your perception. And that you may not intend, and that's the thing, intention and perception, you may not intend it to come across one way, but if the perception, especially by more than one person, is that it's coming across a certain way, that you're weaponizing or that you're using excuses in such a way that you're deflecting people from giving you honest feedback, then you've got to stop and say, well, what about my actions? Am I doing? You don't even have to hear it from them. You need to be able to do some self-evaluation and being honest with yourself, stepping out of the situation, looking at it from their perspective. And so let's get back to the idea that they agree with something. You know, in the meetings, they're saying all the right things, but the perception is that they're avoiding the work. And the perception, when I say avoiding, just from the simple fact, the work doesn't get done. Now, you say in your mind, well, I had this reason, I had that reason, and this came up and that came up. But are you also the person that you've showed due diligence in trying to remove those obstacles, anticipate those obstacles, and move them all out of the way? We all have obstacles that are going to pop up. Life is going to happen. But you also at some time have to own, if I made a commitment to something, then I've got to be creative and make sure that the commitment is followed through on. Even so much as in teaming, back to that word of teaming, being a part of a team, if you commit to something and you can't complete it, you owning, getting someone else to pick it up for you. You should be able to call in a favor, just like someone maybe has called in a favor with you. I can't get this done. Would you do this or would you help me out this time? You own that. I have seen a behavior that is a little alarming to me that people even have planned vacation and yet using that as a reason or an excuse why they couldn't get something complete. Even down to someone saying that, well, I'm going out on maternity leave. That's why I didn't get it done, or that's why I'm not going to get it done. The fact that it's a planned event, you know, anywhere from 7 to 8 months that in X month, you're going to be out for a period of time. Then if you start something that you can't finish, already identifying well enough in advance who you're going to transition it to, who's going to pick it up, and or being very clear about what you can do. Maybe you had the best of intentions of having it all done before your maternity leave. But to go out on maternity leave and not to have transitioned or to make the necessary arrangements. So keep that in mind for everyone. A base rule, any team member, if you're going on vacation, holiday, whatever the case may be, leave your team in a good place that they know what you were working on. They know where you left it, how you left it, and what arrangements you have made if they have certain dependencies on it or certain expectations. That minimum courtesy goes a long way and fulfills what I've called out here as the anti-teaming behavior. Don't agree because that's what you think people want to hear. Have that follow through. All right. Well, that's all I have today for another healthy, agile team tip. Thanks for listening. Bye.